This is Debbie Elliott in Denver. Hillary Clinton's moment in the spotlight was the talk of the convention all week. When she took to the podium, Clinton supporters jumped to their feet, waving Hillary signs, some shaking tambourines. After the speech, 59-year-old Billy Brandon, an Ohio delegate from Mansfield, choked back tears.
It meant the world to me to be able to cheer her on because she is such a great woman. And she stands for so much that women have fought for.
Ohio was an important primary victory for Hillary Clinton. And for Barack Obama to win this key state in November, he will need the help of voters like Billy Brandon. Earlier this week, she said she was feeling ignored and left out as a Clinton delegate. But the senator's call for unity now has Brandon thinking about the future.
I've got to do what she's asked me to do and support my party.
Will you be able to do that?
I hope so. We need unit. Republicans out of the White House.
Still, many Clinton delegates say they won't be ready to move on until they get a chance to vote for her in today's roll call tally of the states, the details of which were still being worked out late last night. Don Fowler was chairman of the Democratic National Committee when Bill Clinton was president. He said Hillary Clinton's speech was intended to seal the deal for Barack Obama, and now her supporters should follow suit because the nation is watching.
I have had a few conversations here with people who are my friends, who were very avid supporters of Senator Clinton, as was I, who still think that they haven't adequately expressed themselves, and I hope they'll change their minds, because this convention literally could make the difference in winning and losing.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Denver.
And you can hear NPR's live coverage of the Democratic National Convention tonight on many public radio stations and also at NPR.org, where you will also find full coverage, including analysis, profiles, and political blogs.